I'm Tyler Pratt, and as part of your Austin music experience, this is your sound check. This year's South by Southwest featured a rise in safety concerns after four people died and nearly two dozen were injured when a suspected drunk driver drove through a crowd of people. Last month, Austin's Center for Events commissioned a survey to get citizen feedback on the festival. The Special Events Office is Austin's Music Division, Transportation Department, Code Compliance, as well as Police, Fire, and Emergency Services. The survey was open for 2 weeks for all Austin residents. 850 people responded. So the results. Well, the office released a series of pie charts showing the percentage of responders that agreed or disagreed with questions. But as to changes, none have been offered yet. Here's a quick summary of the survey. Most responders didn't register for the festival, but did attend related events. Most were fine with busking and street performances. Most thought, and quoting here, festival programming deserves to have a second look. And an overwhelming majority thought too many permits were issued for South by events. Some hot topics included RSVP sites, over-serving alcohol, and mandatory use of Austin-based event planners. The full results are online on the city's website. They'll be passed along to City Council for review, but no code changes are expected. The center said that TABC will have an increased presence at next year's fest. It also says the city plans to work with other state agencies to better assist the police department. So, why do people come to South by Southwest? It may be something we've suspected for a while now. The survey's results revealed it's almost a tie between the festival experience and scoring free booze, food, and swag. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.